This is Jim Field.
And LaVon Eblen.
And this is your Nishna Valley for the first full weekend in October. Are you excited?
I am. I love October. And it's here. And, you know, this, again, up and down weather, but we've had a couple of nice fall days. Maybe those were in September. But fall is here. That's, you know, yeah. I always tell people, fall's my favorite season till spring is here, and then spring's my favorite. I probably told you that last week.
Mm-hmm. Well, I really think that October is probably the prettiest month of the year. If you like the outdoors, I don't know how you beat October.
It's, yeah, the air, it's usually crisp. Now, we've had a lot of humidity, but usually I think of it as crisp and energetic, and as you say, nice things to see, and always a whole list of things to do.
The crispness will get here.
Yeah, the extra crispness, yes.
Give it time. Just like snow, it'll get here.
Push it a little bit. Yeah, you know, some people have already had it.
I know.
Not very far away.
In fact, I was hearing just the other day that they were talking like 2-3 feet of snow out in like western Nebraska and up into the Dakotas and Montana and places like that.
Too close.
Be careful what you wish
for.
Yeah,
it'll be here. Yeah.
No, it's a very beautiful time of the year, and it's pretty much close to normal. I was looking at some of the Iowa DNR information about leaf viewing. You know, people like to do a lot of watching of the turning of the leaves and the colors outside, and they actually do put a pretty good page, a pretty good resource together on the Iowa DNR website. They put, in fact, a weekly update. Each week they have spotters in different sections of the state, and they note what the conditions are for leaf watching and stuff. And we're right now, we're into the point where the northern part of the state is a good time. Usually the first couple of weeks of October, the last week in September, and then you get a little further south in the middle part of the state, and they start talking about, yeah, the second, third week of the month, and you get into the third, fourth week of the month, you start talking about the southern part of the state being really the heavy leaf time. And they were saying that conditions right now are pretty close to normal, pretty close to average.
Yes, yeah, what's
the
normal?
Yeah,
yes,
nothing's
average.
Normal. But we're pretty close to average when it comes to the leaf watching time. So if you're one who likes to pack a bag and take some friends and maybe grab a picnic lunch and take off for the day and just go out and find some great places to look. You know, I know some people have their favorite spots, maybe across the state, maybe in another state, but there are plenty of good places right close to home.
The one I think of immediately is the Anita State Park, and I'm guessing there are a few trees that have started to turn a little bit. So make a couple trips, you know, go check it out now, and then maybe next week and see how it's coming along.
Remember when we were kids and we used to have little school projects where you'd go out this time of the year and you'd find different leaves of different colors and bring them in and maybe trace them out and do some different things with art class and stuff? That was kind of fun. You forget about those little things you used to do.
And it was a good learning experience. Made you more aware of all the shapes of leaves. Sometimes I think we forget about what we learned when we were having fun.
Exactly. We remember all that other stuff that clouds our minds, but but we forget about the fun stuff sometimes. Well, speaking of stuff, you know, October, I think, is one of the busiest months of the year when it comes to designations. You know, there are all kinds of monthly observances. October has 112 designations attached to it.
Now, are those all, they can't be all monthly.
Yeah.
Some are weekly.
No,
these are just monthly.
Just,
oh my gosh.
The monthly.
Because then there's weekly and
daily.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm sure you're
this
getting
is just
into the
monthly.
Hundreds when you get to that point.
Yes.
But yeah, no, monthly observances. 112 of them. I was counting them up. Now, some of them are pretty silly.
Yeah. Don't you wonder who comes up with some of those?
Oh, I know. Some of them can be just a little silly, like Go Hog Wild, Eat Country Ham Month. You know, what is that about? I mean, I know what it's about, but really? You know, there are a lot of them that have to do with food. You know, it's Apple Month. There are plenty of others that have to do with food. It's National Chili Month, National Caramel Month.
Well, you put that on your apple, and then it's really,
You've got that all figured out already, don't you? It's National Cookbook Month. You know, if you like to do those kinds of things, National Bake and Decorate Month. You know, a lot of them have to do with food, and you'll find that pretty much
every month.
Yeah,
yes.
You'll find. It's Pear and Pineapple Month. I'd have never guessed that one.
No.
It's Pizza Month. Hey, every day is pizza day.
I was just going to say that's every day, every month.
Yep, Sausage Month, Spinach Lovers Month. You know, as I mentioned, there are some silly ones in there, too. It's stuff like Squirrel Awareness Month, which they note is different than Squirrel Appreciation Day. That's in January.
Okay.
Didn't know we were working on that one, did you?
No. That's a little nutty.
Yeah, it is. Nice. Ba-dum-bum. It's Photographer Appreciation Month.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I guess that's everybody.
School picture kind of time. And
it's and you know, we talked earlier about finding leaves and stuff. It's National Go on a Field Trip Month.
Perfect.
So there you go. It's National Reading Group Month. It's Popcorn Poppin' Month.
Now, I think of that as a little later.
Yeah.
Little January or something. Yeah.
When you can't go outside. Yes. You just want to curl up with
a big bowl of popcorn.
Big bowl of popcorn. Yeah, that's pretty good stuff. Anyway, there are a lot of different things on here, but, you know, some of them are silly, as we said. Some of them are food-related. Some of them are serious, important things. And largely these notations for these different months, these observances, have to do with awareness of important issues. You know, you can't necessarily solve the issues by designating a month, but if you can help raise awareness and raise perhaps funding, donations, those types of things for different types of issues out there, you know, then it's a good thing. One of those that's this month, the month of October, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Now, there are a lot of different ones. I don't necessarily mean to just signal out that one, but there are a lot of different ones that have to do with health and wellness. But this is always an important one because it affects so many people, both male and female.
Absolutely. And we just got here at the station a package, and I know that the local cancer awareness folks are delivering those to various people. That's a packet full of great information. If you have an opportunity to get one of those, take a moment to pull that out and look at all the information. When you mention that a big number of people get cancer in America, breast cancer is the most common cancer for women. Doesn't say how many for men, but as you said, men also get breast cancer. And a mammogram, of course, is sort of at the top of the list for a way of checking to see if any cancer is present. And finding cancer early, whatever kind it is, makes it easier to treat and the positive outcome more apt to happen. Most women who are 50 to 74 years old should have a screening mammogram every 2 years. If you're younger than that, you might want to take a look at your family history, take at some other risk factors to see if you should be requesting. If your doctor does not ask about that, you maybe need to do the asking, take control. So here are some factors that increase the risk. Being younger when you had your first menstrual period, never giving birth, or being older at the birth of your first child. Starting menopause at a later age, using hormone replacement therapy for a long time, those are all risk factors. Another one, and you know, this is a good one, a risk factor is just getting older. Now, I don't think we want to delete that risk factor.
No, sadly, that's a symptom of a lot of things.
Yes, it is. But for more personal kinds of things, a personal history of breast cancer, dense breasts, or some other breast problem, a family history of breast cancer, changes in your breast cancer related genes, and then it takes a little bit of study, getting radiation therapy to breast or chest, and being overweight, especially after menopause. Those are some risks that may make you think that you want to have your mammogram, your first mammogram, earlier than that 50 years old.
Every woman I know falls into at least one of those categories.
I think so.
The getting older thing, we all hope to get there.
So you need to discuss that with your family physician because you are an individual. And earlier we were talking about somewhere we mentioned about finances. Don't know if that was part of the month there. But anyhow, it's important to know if you can't afford a mammogram, there are a number of programs that will help support that mammogram. You know, perhaps your insurance doesn't cover it if you need it at an earlier age. There may be some other reasons. But here, you know, you can contact our local Cass County Medical Center. You can talk to Carla Akers. You can talk to Ann Pellett. Those are some people who are really interested, and not just interested, they're pretty passionate about having people know, and not just women, you know, women have families. Everybody needs to know more about breast cancer, its prevention, and what's happening out there.
Well, and there's so much information out there, too, from your local healthcare provider organizations to awareness groups to the internet, for crying out loud. I mean, everybody, it seems like, has access in some way to a lot of that information. So, you know, really saying that, gosh, I didn't know, really isn't a good excuse anymore. You really need to educate yourself on those things because the resources are there.
But, you know, sometimes, Jim, not with breast cancer or with other things, we don't pay attention to it until somehow it affects us, somebody we know, ourselves. You know, oh, I need to know more about it. I didn't know about that. Well, it's because we didn't pay attention.
That's true. How many times have we seen that in our own families where someone will come down with something, and after the diagnosis, we are experts on something like that because we dive right in and want to know more. But before that, we're
it's
not
like
really
I didn't even know.
Really. I don't even remember what benign and malignant are. Yeah. You know, you hear
exactly.
People will just like, which one is which? Which one's the bad one? Mm-hmm. Well, you know when you have to deal with
things.
So,
right.
So, yeah, things change.
So maybe just take this would be a good month to just kind of, if you haven't been paying attention, just take, you know, 5 minutes even. You don't have to spend the whole month. Mm-hmm. Just spend 5 minutes getting a little bit more information about breast cancer.
Sure. And if you don't care, I bet there's somebody else who does.
Absolutely.
At least I hope there is.
Oh, absolutely.
Very good. Well, lots of good stuff there. So make sure you check out all that information and keep your eyes and ears peeled here this month because you're bound to come across some more of that information as so many groups are focusing on issues like that. I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more for you here on our program right after this.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby. At Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we are here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital, neighbors caring for neighbors.
All right, back here on our program. Thanks for joining us here this weekend. We do appreciate you being out there. And LaVon, thanks for sitting in for Stacy.
You bet. It's always fun to do this. And Stacy does deserve a break, Jim.
No, she doesn't. She needs to be back to work. Okay, no. I'll retract that statement.
Yeah, yeah. Well, from your point of view, that's true. But from her point of view, she needs a break here. She's at home enjoying her babies.
You know, she's got two young ones at home. I think by the time it's ready to come back to work again, she'll be ready to come
back
to work.
She probably will be.
The babies around the office are a little easier to deal with than the babies at home. Well, we have some things going on around the area here in the coming days. Let's take a look at some of the activities and events that are happening here. It's a busy weekend, actually, this weekend. Coming up this Sunday, October 6th, the Exira Holy Trinity Catholic Church All-You-Can-Eat Chicken Supper will be held at the Exira Rec Center. That'll be from 4:30 to 7 p.m. The meal includes Staley's chicken, mashed potatoes and gravy, salads, vegetable, desserts, roll and drink. $10 for adults, $5 for children 5 to 12, and preschool children are free. Carryouts are available for an extra 50 cents, and no advance tickets being sold there. So make that a part of your day. Also this Sunday, the Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church Oktoberfest will be held at the Adair Community Center. They're serving from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The menu featuring roast beef, bratwurst, sauerkraut, mashed potatoes, green beans, applesauce, and desserts, along with homemade pie. Sounds like a good German put that menu together, doesn't it? It's a free, that's why they call it Oktoberfest, right? Your free will offering will support Kevin Richter at Concordia Seminary in St. Louis and the LCMS Ministry to the Armed Forces. And there'll be an LWML silent auction held as well as part of that event. Also this Sunday, October 6th, the United Church of Christ is holding their annual Pumpkin Patch Family Fest. That'll be from noon until 3:30 p.m. at 1607 Hazel Street at the church. Free pumpkins and entertainment for the kids, including train rides, balloon animals, face painting, and a jump house, and 25-cent food items. Everyone is welcome. It's meant to be a family event. Family fun for everyone. Also this Sunday, October the 6th, the Adair County Historical Museum Chicken and Biscuit Dinner will be held from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The menu includes vegetables, coleslaw, cranberry sauce, bars, pie, and drinks, along with the chicken and biscuits. Boy, that sounds good too, doesn't it, this time of the year? The cost is $8 for adults, $5 for children 5 to 12, and free for children under 5. And that's located on Highway 92 in Greenfield, the Adair County Historical Museum. Also this Sunday, October 6th, a ribbon-cutting ceremony is planned for the new Sunnyside Park tennis courts. That'll be held by the Park and Recreation Board at 1 o'clock in the east parking area by the courts. Now, representatives of the United States Tennis Association will be on hand, and there'll be a brief explanation of the 10 and under tennis program, which will begin next year. Now, also, this Sunday is kind of the start of Fire Prevention Week, and the Atlantic Fire Department is having their annual Fire Prevention Week donation breakfast. It'll be held this Sunday, October 6th, at the fire station from 7 a.m. until noon. They're serving eggs, sausage, and pancakes, and just asking for your free will donation. And those costs always mount on local fire departments for equipment and training. I know, they get tax dollars, but it doesn't even come close to covering what they need to cover to be able to continue to protect us. So anything you can do to help support them along those lines, they very much appreciate. And a lot of fire departments around the area are helping to kick off Fire Prevention Week with events.
You bet. Depending on where you live, you could maybe go to several because they last from early in the morning till usually at noon. And one of those is in Defiance. The Defiance Fire and Rescue are sponsoring a pancake breakfast this Sunday, as Jim said, at the Defiance Fire Hall, 8 to noon. And they're including pancakes, biscuits, and gravy, eggs, sausage, coffee, orange juice. You can do a takeout if you'd like, and it's free will. So that's at the Defiance Fire Hall. If you would like to eat breakfast earlier than 8 o'clock, well, just go on over to Harlan, because the Harlan Fire Department is having a breakfast and open house again Sunday. Remember that Sunday, this Sunday, is the kickoff for the Fire Prevention Week. And 7 a.m. to noon at 906 Cyclone Avenue in Harlan. And they are having biscuits and gravy, pancakes, scrambled eggs, bacon, milk, orange juice, and coffee. Again, you can do carryouts, and it's a free will donation. Plus, while you get there and the kids, you know, maybe you have to stand in line, well, there's kids' activities including bounce house and a kiddie train ride. So support those fire departments. They do a wonderful job. Volunteers and the required training. Just because you're a volunteer doesn't mean you get to do anything you want to. There is so much required training that they need our support.
And there are so many active fire departments around the area. I mean, there are some that, you know, do the job and whatever else, but there are some that are extremely active in kind of their community outreach efforts and things. Those are two of them that you mentioned, Harlan and Defiance, of course, Atlantic as well. I'm kind of jumping ahead here, but just to kind of stay in character right now, I want to mention, too, that the Fire Prevention Week activities here in Atlantic, starting with the breakfast on Sunday, kind of continue throughout the week. They have a lot of educational opportunities and things. You'll probably see some kids riding around on the fire trucks this week, but they'll have different activities that they'll do in the schools to help educate youngsters, and hopefully the youngsters take that material home to their parents to educate them as well, or remind them. But that will all lead up to next Saturday, when the Atlantic Fire Department on Saturday, October 12th, will hold its annual Fire Prevention Week parade, which will begin at 6 o'clock in the downtown area here in Atlantic. Now, they've let us know that the Salem Stepping Saints drill team will be appearing again. That's always a fan favorite.
It is, and so they keep getting them back because people love them. They're just so energetic.
Well, and they enjoy performing in front of a crowd, and they do appreciate the kind response that they get here as well. So, yeah, they'll be back again to perform as part of the parade. It's so hard to get some of the area high school bands, because there's so many band competitions going on this time of the year, that scheduling is difficult. So it's nice to have something like that to kind of, I guess, offset the fact that there might not be a lot of band involvement in those. But they're always looking for entries, and you don't have to pre-register. If you've got something you'd like to toss in the parade, just show up. Lineup begins at 4 o'clock that afternoon at 3rd and Olive Streets here in Atlantic. So just pop on by. All they'll ask you to do is just jot down some notes for that idiot that announces for them.
Do you know him?
I do. I see him in the mirror every morning. But he needs a lot of help, so make sure you write lots of details
down.
And
in addition to you being there, KJN will be in the parade.
Yep. Yep, we'll be there. And by the way, too, for those of you who might be shut-ins and might not be able to get out to the parade, we'll be broadcasting that live on the web as well. So we will have our video camera, our remote video camera and stuff down there. So we'll be broadcasting that parade live on the TV page on our KJAN.com website. So if you can't make it for some reason, you can always enjoy it nonetheless. So check that out, too, if it's something that helps you out. So lots of things going on. Look for a lot of those things this week with Fire Prevention Week. And don't forget to change those batteries in the smoke detectors.
Good point. This is a good time to think about doing that and not just think about it. Do it. And you'll say, well, that battery's probably good for another few months. Don't depend on it. And then you'll forget it in a few months. Well, I would forget it. So just do it on a regular basis.
Ever had one of those things go off in the middle of the night because the battery's running low? That's not fun.
No, I don't know.
So change them when you get
the
chance. Yeah,
that's another reason to change them.
Let that and it always happens at like 3 in the morning. It never fails.
It sort of gets you out of bed in a hurry, doesn't it?
It is not fun. All right, so check all those things out. A few other things coming up here this week we wanted to let you know about as well. Coming up on Monday, October 7th, this Monday, the Atlantic High School Vocal Department will have their first concert of the school year. It'll begin at 8 p.m. in the school auditorium. They'll be singing by the treble choir, the concert choir, the chamber choir, and there'll be a small preview of music by the Premier and Diversity Show Choir. $5 for adults, $3 for students is the admission. Activity tickets will also be accepted that day. Also this Tuesday, October 8th, the American Red Cross Blood Drive will be heading over to Anita at the Community Center from noon until 6 p.m. You can call Donis at 712-762-3816 or Mary Lou at 712-762-4471 if you'd like to set up your appointment. And walk-ins, of course, are always welcome, too. Coming up this Wednesday, October 9th, the Anita United Methodist Church is having its fall supper. Menu includes roast pork loin, cheesy potatoes, green beans, salads, pies, and desserts. $8 for adults, children under 10, $4 come and enjoy. I don't know how they make any money serving that inexpensively for something like that.
A lot of volunteer work, maybe some volunteer food.
But, I'm sure.
You know, put in an extra buck. Wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, they'll take donations, too. No problems. Also this Wednesday, October 9th, St. Paul's Lutheran Church Rummage and Bake Sale will be held from 4 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday. It'll continue then Thursday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that'll be held at the church, which is at 1011 East 13th Street here in Atlantic. Also coming up next Saturday, we mentioned the Atlantic Fire Prevention Week Parade, but a couple of other things going on, too. There's a moped safety class that'll be held from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., at the Farm Bureau building here in Atlantic. Now, this will be the last class for this year, so if you want to register, call 712-243-6343. The cost on that is $40. Also, the Hancock United Methodist Women will have their annual bazaar and salad luncheon next Saturday, October the 12th, and that will be held at the church from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Now, a couple of other events that I wanted to make you aware of, too, a little further down the road. We have a lot of blood drives coming up here this month in several different locations. So you can go online, too, to our website at kjan.com. Check out the Daily Diary page. We have all of those listed as part of our schedule. But coming up on Sunday, October 13th, there'll be a soup supper benefit there for Kim Knapp. And that'll be held at 5 o'clock at the Walnut American Legion Hall. Now, Kim needs a double lung transplant. So they're hoping to raise some funds and have some fun that night as well and have folks come out and support. Soups and bars will be available, and they're just asking for a free will donation. Now, the Walnut American Legion Hall is located at 227 Antique City Drive in Walnut. And if you cannot attend but you would still like to donate, you can contact LaDonna Heinrichs at 712-304-2048. And that phone number is on the website at our Daily Diary page if you'd like to check that out. So look at those things and see if there are some things there that might interest you that you might want to be involved in. And as I mentioned, a whole lot of blood drives coming up all around the region here over the next couple of weeks are listed on there as well. So check those things out. And if you can help them out with those, they really appreciate it. Blood donations are tough to come by, too.
And you're very good at being a blood donor.
Pretty good. I wouldn't say very good. There are a lot better folks than me. But, I try as best I can.
Important.
I try. Some days it's hard to get away from the office. I know we all have excuses. But, as best you can, if you can help them. It really, honestly, an hour. You can do it over your lunch.
And they're really nice people, and they make it as easy as possible. And my only advice is make sure you're drinking plenty of water before you go. That makes it a lot easier.
And they feed you?
Yes.
You get juice beforehand. You get Sloppy Joe or some pizza or something afterward, and you
usually,
cookies.
Yeah, and you usually visit a little bit with some people, other people. So it's sort of a social event as well.
You know, and the neat thing is, too, if you get in the habit of doing blood donations, what I have found is you find a time that works best for you, and you try to stick to that time because it fits into your schedule. So do other people. You run into the same people pretty much. If you go at a regular time, you pretty much run into the same people each time, which is kind of fun because, you know, then you get a chance to just visit.
And they're probably people you don't see other places.
You know, we all live fast-paced lives. Even retirees don't slow down anymore.
It seems sometimes you're even busier. At least it's a different schedule than
That's
when you were working.
That's true. But yeah, so if you can have the time to mix in a little fellowship with whatever other important things you're doing, hey, that's always a good thing. And that's kind of what you're doing with blood donations.
So you bet.
Help them out.
You bet.
Help them out. What do you got for birthdays? Anything
well, we
over there?
Do have some birthdays in October. From the Friendship Home, we have Larry Carter celebrating a birthday on October 8th. Evelyn Northrup is celebrating her birthday on October 11th, and Elsie Porsche follows the next day on October 12th. And then at the Xyra Care Center, Ruth Tibben is celebrating on October 6th, and Alice Owen on October 10th. So happy birthday to all of those special folks that are celebrating another birthday.
Excellent. And we appreciate those care facilities sending out those notes, too, so we can recognize their residents. And if there are others that would like to do that, or anybody would like to submit a birthday to us, or an anniversary, which I don't have any here
in front of me. No, it was blank there in front of you. No anniversaries.
No, I don't have anything.
Nobody
here.
Got married in October.
Apparently not.
It's now one of the more popular months, actually. So, 25 years from now when you're doing this, or 50 years from now when you're doing this.
Jim, I won't be doing it.
You won't be doing it?
No.
Well, there would be some to announce.
No. I don't intend to live forever, and I really don't care to, quite honestly. So you can always send that information to us here if you have any information like that you would like to drop off to us. Or I could make a Daily Diary pitch here, too. If you're a nonprofit group, Daily Diary is meant for nonprofit groups and organizations, folks that usually don't have money to spend for advertising and things. If you're a business or whatever, we have advertising department for that, but... you can always drop those things off. Send us all those informational things, whether it's birthdays, anniversaries, daily diary type items, here to KJN, P.O. Box 389, Atlantic, Iowa, 50022. You can fax them to us if you have access to a fax machine, and that's just as easy. We get a lot of flyers through the fax machine. 712-243-3937. And you can email it to us as well. Just go on our website. That'd be the easiest way.
Contact us.
Just
I have to mention, when you talked about dropping them off, a gentleman came in the other day and he had at least three, maybe more, birthdays, each one on an individual card, and just set them on the desk. And I happened to say hello to him and so on. And but, if nobody's at the front desk, and because right now Stacy's not here, Jim.
Yeah, I've heard that.
just set them down there. I mean, I thought that was really neat. They're right there.
Yep. Nice and easy. So, yeah, it just drop them off. We'll take care of it for you. We'll get them on the air. And as I always say, it's a lot easier for us to tell everybody about it because we have microphones and transmitters and amplifiers and things. You can only yell so loud from your porch.
We cover a pretty big area.
Yeah, you can't yell that loud from the porch. So drop it off and let us do the work for you. Well, that's really all the time we have for you this weekend. Hope you enjoy it. And remember to enjoy all these Fire Prevention Week activities and support your local fire departments this week. This is Jim Field.
And LaVon Eblen.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.